ගරු නිසාම් කාර්යපරම කාර්යපර මන්ත්‍රතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 16ක් ලැබෙනවා.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I rise today to make the wind-up speech on behalf of the opposition. At the committee stage of the budget allocation for the Ministry of Digital Economy and the Science Technology. The digital economy is not just a concept, Mr. Chair. It is our present and our future. The basic principle, as I understand, is the seamless integration of digital technology into the economy. Digital technology has become an essential part of our daily lives. Whether we acknowledge it or not, the digital economy is the reality with or without a dedicated ministry. It influences every sector, finance, justice, transport, parliamentary affairs, and even cultural affairs. We no longer operate in isolation. We live in a digital world. As we discuss the budget allocation, it is crucial to recognize the role of digital transformation in the driving economic growth, improving governance, and enhancing service delivery for our people. With the time allocated to me, I wish to highlight some of the essential applications of digital technology that can create significant economic benefit without imposing additional financial burdens on the national budget. Let me begin with the railway transport and the challenges faced in that sector. The recent elephant train collision in our country have raised serious concern, Honorable Chair. However, it isn't a solution, it's quite simple. Something that could have been developed by a student with a basic computer knowledge. For an instance, if we integrate the entire railway network with a Google-based tracking and install a simple device in every engine, the central operating system could monitor the train's movement in a real time, sometime that I believe is already in place. Additionally, we already knew the areas where the elephants and the other animals frequently cross railway tracks. By utilizing CCTV cameras capable of capturing nighttime movements, live footage of these animals could be displayed on a screen installed every railway engine, providing an early warning to the train services. Simultaneously, the central monitoring system could oversee the situation, ensuring timely intervention to prevent any collision. Once this network is in place, every railway station will have a display screen showing the real-time arrival of the train. ගරු සභාපතිතුමනි අලි දුම්රිය ගැටුම එහෙම අපිට නවත්තන්න පුළුවන්. Now moving on to the legal system which has already been prepared for the digital integration through the passage of necessary laws. I believe this ministry must allocate fund to equip all courts with the required digital infrastructure. More importantly, well-connected networks should be established between higher and lower courts. This network must also be linked to other relevant departments such as the Attorney General's, the legal draftsman, the government analysis department, and of course, the parliament, which is responsible for enacting law. Additionally, officers should be provided with specialized training program to effectively use this technology. Mr. Chair, I also propose the establishment of a dedicated unit within this ministry. I hope His Excellency the President will take note of this factor. To oversee the implementation of the digital economy across all governmental departments. Now I wish to address the current election process, which in my view undermines the President's effort to implement the digital economy. Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chair, you will be surprised to learn that as a Secretary of Sri Lanka Muslim Congress, I requested necessary documents to field candidates in 90 local authorities. Just 90. And my secretary went to collect them, informed me that he would need to hire a lorry to transport all the paperwork. My seven-seater vehicle, even with two row seats folded, was not sufficient to accommodate the documents. සභාපතිතුමනි පළාත් පාලන ආයතන 90ක් සඳහා අවශ්‍ය ලේඛන ගේන්න කියලා ලොරියක් ඕන වෙනවා. පුදුමයි නේද? ඒ ඔක්කොම මේ වත්කම් ප්‍රකාශ. ඒ වස්කම් ප්‍රකාශට ගේතු කරගන්න පළාත් පාලන 90කට ලොරියක් නම් පළාත් පාලන 350කට ඉල්ලනවා නම් කන්ටේනරයක් ඕන වේ නුක්තන තාක්ෂයේ මේක මහා විහිළුවක් සභාපතිතුමනි why can't we have a digital forms of candidates with only a single page print out record for affidavit the law already recognized the digital documentation as legal binding so there is no justification for this outdated paper-heavy process. In fact, subject to correction, Anti-Corruption Act, Section number 87, provide for this. Abhi parliamentary tattwayat ehemayi sabhapathitumani. ජනාධිපතිතුමා මන්ත්‍රීවරුන්ගේ කන කෑමවල කෑමවල ගාන වැඩි කරලා ජනතාවගේ බදු මුදල් පරිශම් කරලා දෙනවා. ඒ වගේම මෙතන හැන්සාඩ් මුද්‍රණ වියදම, කමිටු වාර්තා මුද්‍රණ වියදම, එතනින් ගියාම අනෙකුත් විශාල මුද්‍රණ වියදමක් ඒ වගේ සිද්ධ වෙනවා. ඒ ගැනත් අපි ටිකක් සලකලා බලන්න ඕනේ. It is a shame that the parliament still relies on printed copies of the Hansard order papers and committee reports. While it is true that these documents must be printed as per the standing order, but there is no requirement that the printed copy should be provided to each member. We can certainly transition to e-copies displayed on a computer screen. I have spoken about this earlier. As I have proposed, installed a pop-up screen at every member's table will be a practical solution. I am confident that the money saved from the production of printouts for just 1 year would be more than sufficient to install these screens and upgrade the system with an efficient processor. Memani sarala kramavedayak nutana taakshane bhavita karala digital technology bhavita karala weda karanna puluwan avasthawaka dahas ganan lankave thibena aniwaryenma billion ganak apita viyadam adu karaganna puluwan ewa gena poddak salakimak viya yuthi kiyaman. Now, I wish to focus on the defense and public security and highlights the shameful state of our police. While we discuss digitalization in various sectors, the urgent need to integrate digital technology into public security remains far below expectation. In every country, whether rich or poor, priority is given to modernize the public security with the digital technology before extending it to the other sectors. However, in our case, this crucial aspect has been largely neglected. අපි කියමු පොලිස් දෙපාර්තමේන්තුවේ තමයි මනිතනේ තමාගේ පොලිස්පතිවරයාව අත්අඩංගුවට ගන්න බැරුව දඟලනවා. මේක මහා පුදුම ලැජ්ජා සහගත තත්ත්වයක්. අපේ ගම්වල ওই පොඩි පොඩි අපරාධවලට අත්අඩංගුවට ගැනීමට වරන්තු නිකුත් කරාම සභාපතිතුමනි ඒ පුද්ගලයාව අධිකරණ ඉදපත් කිරීමට මෝසමක් අධිකරණ ඉදපත් කරනවා. එහෙම මෝසම ඉදපත් කරනකොට අදාළ පොලිස් උසාවිය ඇවිල්ලා පොලිස් උසාවියට ඇවිල්ලා තියෙන පොලිස් නිලධාරි මහත්තයාට ඒක දැනුවත් කරනවා. ඒ පොලිස් නිලධාරි කියනවා "ආ ප්‍රශ්නයක් නැහැ ඉදපත් කරන්න" කියලා හිමින් සැරේ OIC ට පොඩි කෝල් එකක් දාලා මැසේජ් එක පාස් කරනවා. ඊට පස්සේ සැකකරු අධිකරණය ඇතුළට එනකොටම අල්ලලා වරන්තුව පිට සිටි සැකකරුව සෑහෙන්න මහන්සි වෙලා අල්ලගත්තා කියලා අධිකරණයට කරුණු දක්වනවා. අපදීමකට විරුද්ධ වෙනවා. ඒ පොලිස් නිලධාරියා ඩිජිටල් ටෙක්නොලොජි එක පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ අර ජංගම දොරකඩනේ අර නිවුස් එක පාස් කරන්න විතරයි ඔයස් මහත්තයාට. දැන් බලන්නකෝ අපේ වැඩ නොබලන පොලිස් මුතුතුමාව අත්අඩංගුවට ගැනීමට වලක්වා ගන්න නියෝගයක් ඉල්ලලා අධිකරණ අභියාචනයක් ඉදිරිපත් කරලා තියෙනවා. අභියාචන ඉල්ලීමක්. අභියාචන අධිකරණ රිට් ඉල්ලීමක්. අභියාචන අධිකරණයට රිට් ඉල්ලීමක් ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට සභාපතිතුමනි දියුරුම් ප්‍රකාශයක් ලබා දෙන්න ඕනේ. ඒ දියුරුම් ප්‍රකාශය සාම විනිශ්චයකාරතුමා ඉදිරිපිට තමයි ලබා දෙන්නේ. දැන් මේ ලේඛන ඔක්කොම අධිකරණේ තියෙනවා. පොඩ්ඩක් හොයලා බලුවා නම් ඔය සාම විනිශ්චයකාරතුමාගේ නම මේ වෙට්ටු දාන පොලිස්පතිතුමා අල්ලගන්න පුළුවන්. එයාගේ ඉස්සරහා ගිහලා නැත්සම් කරලා ඇති. පොඩ්ඩක් මේවා ගැන කල්පනා වෙන්න ඕනේ. මම දන්නේ මොනවා වෙලාද දන්නේ අපේ අපරාධ පරීක්ෂණ දෙපාර්තමේන්තුවේ. වරන්දුව පිට ඉන්න පොලිස්පතිව අපි අල්ලන්න බෑ. මහමොළ කරු අල්ලන්න බෑ. මහමොළ කාරිය අල්ලන්න බෑ. ජනපති මන්ත්‍රී නැවත ගන්න බෑ. හැංගිලා ඉන්න මහා බැංකු කොරුන් අල්ලන්න බෑ. පොලිසියතුල ඉන්න සැකකරුවන් මරපු පුද්ගලයන් අල්ලන්න බෑ. ඉතින් වෙලාවකට හිතනවා මේ එකකට දුදව් නොවන ඩිජිටල් ටෙක්නොලොජි මොන අනෙක් ශ්‍රේෂ්ඨ වලට ඕනමද කියලා. මට මේ පොඩි කතාවක් මතක් වුණා. පොඩි ප්‍රස්තාපිරුලක් කියනවනේ කතාවක්. අර යුද්ධයට නැති කඩුව කොස් කොටන්නද කියලා. මට නිකන් හිතුණා දරු අගමැතිතුමෙක් ඉන්නවා මෙහෙම අහන්න මහජන ආරක්ෂාව නැති තාක්ෂණය TikTok දාන්නද කියලා අලුත් ප්‍රස්තාපිරුලක් මට මතක් වුණා. මට හිතනවා මෙහෙම ගියොත් ටිකක් අපි ගෙනත් ජනතාව තුළ අප්‍රසාදයක් ඉටු වෙන්න පුළුවන්. දරු සභාපතිතුමනි තවත් වැදගත් කාරණයක් මට කියන්න වෙනවා දෙමළෙන් ගෞරව තවිසාරවරුගලේ. நான் கடந்த பிப்ரவரி 8ஆம் தேதி இந்த பாராளுமன்றத்தில் இஸ்லாமிய மத புத்தகங்களுக்கான கட்டுப்பாடு அல்லது தடையை பற்றி கேள்வி கேட்டிருந்தேன். அப்பொழுது நான் முக்கியமான ஒரு வினா எழுப்பியிருந்தேன். முந்தைய அரசாங்கத்தினால் கொண்டு வரப்பட்ட இந்த தடை அல்லது கட்டுப்பாடுகளை ஏன் நீங்கள் இன்னும் மீளப்பெறவில்லை என்று. அதற்கு கௌரவ மக்கள் பாதுகாப்பு அமைச்சர் சொல்லியிருந்தார், நாங்கள் இது சம்பந்தமாக உரிய அறிக்கையும் பெற்ற பின்பு இதை அகற்றுவதற்கு நடவடிக்கை எடுப்பதாக. அதன்படி நேற்று முன்தினம் இந்த கட்டுப்பாடை அகற்றியுள்ளதாக நாங்கள் ஊடகங்கள் மூலமாக அறிந்து கொண்டோம். அதன் அடிப்படையில் தடுத்து வைக்கப்பட்ட தப்சீர் குர்ஆன்களையும் விடுவிப்பார்கள் என்று நான் நம்புகின்றேன். என்னுடைய கேள்வியை, என்னுடைய வேண்டுகோளை கருத்தில் கொண்டு இந்த முடிவுக்கு எடுத்ததுக்காக உரித்த அமைச்சரையும் அரசாங்கத்தையும் எனது நன்றி தெரிவிக்க நான் விரும்புகின்றேன். இன்ஃபேக்ட் மம மி அவஸ்தாவேதி அமைச்சுமாட்டமாகே ஸ்தூத்திய பிரகாச கரண்டோனே எதுமா அது ஹிட்டியன நமத் மம அது லிப்டெக்கன கூட எதுமா தக்கலாம் மண் எதுமாட்ட பௌத்தர்களுக்கு ஸ்தூத்திய பழக்கரா. அடுத்தது எங்களுடைய கௌரவ பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினர் டாக்டர் ராமநாதன் அருச்சினர் அவர்கள் அடிக்கடி இந்த சபையில் மற்ற சமூகத்தை புண்படுத்தும் விதமாக பேசுவதற்கு பற்றி ஒரு சில வார்த்தை அவருக்கு சொல்ல வேண்டும். நாம் பேசும் வார்த்தைகளில் ஐ டோன்ட் திங்க் கமாக்னே மம ஹேண்ட்ஸ் லசன் டெமினட்டிக் தேரே தான் கட்டியிட்ட நாம் பேசும் வார்த்தைகளில் இனிமை இருக்க வேண்டும், வாய்மை இருக்க வேண்டும், சொல்வாண்மை இருக்க வேண்டும். அதிலும் வாய்மை மிக முக்கியம். திருக்குறளில் திருவள்ளுவர் வாய்மையை பற்றி இப்படி சொல்கிறார், அதிகாரம் 30 குறள் 291. வாய்மை எனப்படுவது யாதெனில் யாதொன்றும் தீமை இல்லாத சொல். வாய்மை எனப்படுவது யாதனின் யாதொன்றும் தீமை இல்லாத சொல்லல். காலம் சென்ற கலைஞர் மு. கருணாநிதி அவர்கள் இதற்கு விளக்கம் கொடுக்கும் பொழுது சொல்கிறார் அழகாக, பிறருக்கு எல்லளவுக்கான தீமை ஏற்படாத ஒரு சொல்லைத்தான் சொல்லை சொல்வதுதான் வாய்மை. பிறருக்கு, பிற மதங்களுக்கு, பிற உறுப்பினர்களுக்கு ஒரு எல் அளவான தீயை கூட தன்னுடைய சொல்லியிருக்க கூடாது. அதுதான் திருக்குறளில் திருவள்ளுவர் சொல்லியிருக்கின்றார். மேலும் பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினர், கௌரவ பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினர் என்று நாங்கள் எங்களை அழைத்துக் கொள்வோம். கௌரவ பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினர், கௌரவ கரு பார்லிமெண்ட் மந்திரிகள் அண்டகாண்ணி மீ கருத்து அபிபேரகண்டே பாய். அது சம்பந்தமாக ஒரு திருக்குறளின், ஒரு திருவள்ளுவரின் திருக்குறளை நான் சொல்ல விரும்புகின்றேன். ஒழுக்கம் விழுப்பம் தரலான் ஒழுக்கம் உயிரினும் ஓம்பப்படும். ஒழுக்கம் விழுப்பம் தரலான் ஒழுக்கம் உயிரினும் ஓம்பப்படும். அதாவது ஒருவருக்கு உயர்வு தரக்கூடியது ஒழுக்கம் என்பதனால் அந்த உயிரை ஒழுக்கமே உயிரை விட மேலானது. ஏகே சபாபதி சிங்கள டிரான்ஸ்லேட் கரண்ணம் மே அர திருக்குறளுக்கே கீனவா வினய பிலி பந்த கீன கொட்ட கீனவா மனுஷக்கு வினய சருத்தை வினய தபாகனியும் தமாக ஜீவிச்சேட்டவடா வட்டினா தாக்கியலா இத்திங் அப்படி கரு பார்லிமெண்ட் மந்திரி ஹட்டியேட்ட பொட்டாக் அனித் சமாஜேட்ட அனித் ஆகமட்ட மித்தனை இன்னும் அனைத்து கரு கரு மந்திரி வருண்ட ஹித்த விதவன விதிய கதாகரணேவா மனிதனே தெமல பாரம்பரிய சாகித்ய நெத்திடா. ஆகவேதான் கௌரவ பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினர் அவர்களே, அவர் ஒரு தமிழ் பண்பாளிலிருந்து வரும் நீ அவரும் இதை கொஞ்சம் கடைபிடிக்க வேண்டும். எத்தட்டமே அப்படின் ஹித்தட ஹரி வேதனாவாக தானுவா எத்துமா மற்ற சமஹாரட்ட கல்பனா காரணம் எத்துமா மே கியன்னு எத்தட்டம எத்துமாகே மே தேசபாலன அரமுனிஷ்டகர கண்டது
நியோஜ்யக்காரக சபா சபாபதி துமிய மூலாசனி சந்தாப்பமி நினுவாயத்து
கரு நியோஜ்யக்காரக சபாவே சபாபதி துமியனி மண் மே கரு சபாவே அப்படி தேசபாண்டே ககன்வாத்தம் ஏக வினமதாக் நமுத் மே வினய கடக்கிரிம பிலிமதவத்திபன அசீமித ஏகனே மே தமண்ட கதாகண்ட புல்வான் ஓணேம தாக் விஷய பதே நீ பிட்ட கதாகண்ட புல்வான் தீன தமண்ட திபன வரப்பிரசாத சமஹார விசேஷேன் மட்ட பேர கதாகர எதுமா மெத்தனை நத்தீந்த மட்ட கதாகர கமத்தின ஏம எத்துமா திகின் திகட்டம இத்தா பகத் விதியட்ட கதாகரணேக்க திகின் திகட்ட கரத் மம ஒப்பு திபேகித்த கருணாவின் இல்லா சிட்டினவா ஸ்தாவர நியோக ஹெத்த நமய வேண்டோனி ஹெத்த நமய வகந்தியாட்டத்தே கட்டயுத்து கரண்ட சித்த வேணுவா ஏமத் நத்தம் அப்பிட்ட சித்த வேணுவா ஓட்ட விருத்தவ விசேஷ යෝජනා සමුතියක් ගෙන්ඩ. මේ කොහොම වෙතත් අපි ඒක එතනින් නවත්තලා මම අවසාන වශයෙන් මේ ඩිජිටල් ආර්ථිකය සහ පිළිබඳව කතා කරන අවස්ථාවේදී නැවත නැවතත් මම කියන්නම් ඔය ඩිජිටල් කරණය කියන විෂයට දීර්ඝ අර්ථකථන දද්දී අනවශ්‍ය ලෙස විශාල වියදම් කිරීමට වැඩිය හොඳ නැද්ද? අපි පුළුවන් තරම් තියෙන නීති පද්ධතිය අරහා ගන්නම actually I told honorable minister of justice section 87 of our the act anti corruption act provides centralized digitalized data for these what do you call these assets and declaration of assets and liabilities but then I was asked to bring a lorry to load the entire assets and declaration forms for the 95 local authorities. Imagine what will happen for the 350.
ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා කාලය අවසන්.
එබැවින් මේ කාරණා සියල්ලක්ම හිතට අරගෙන අනාගතයේදී තියෙන කාරණා කෙසේ වෙතත් දැනට වර්තමානයේ තිබෙන ඒ තාක්ෂණය භාවිතා කරලා අපි ඩිජිටල් කරණයට යම් කියලා යෝජනා කරමින් මගේ කතා අවසන් කරනවා.